Welcome to another edition of Daily Bread. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Good evening, or good morning, whatever the time is that you're listening to this installment of Daily Bread. Daily Bread today, we have as our topic, Be Happy. And we're taking our text from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. My name is Daniel, your brother, and pastor of Open Heavens Christian Center, Aberdeen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice." I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And this is our brother Paul speaking with revelation about the need, the importance of being happy. The Oxford English Dictionary defines happy as a feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. To be happy means to feel or show pleasure, to feel or show pleasure or contentment. And our brother Paul is speaking in Philippians 4, always be full of joy in the Lord. Mark that word, always. He's not saying, and God is not saying, that we should have temporary joy. It's not God's plan for you to have temporary happiness or happiness that comes and goes. It's God's plan for His children to be constantly supplied with joy, with a feeling of pleasure, with a feeling of contentment. And more so, moreover, it's also God's plan for us to show that we are content, to show, to have that outside, outward appearance that comes from the heart, from the depths of our soul, that exudes, that shows, that displays happiness. It's important for this to happen so that when the world sees the difference that we as Christians have, they will recognize that the joy comes from our hope in God. In these difficult times, economically, and we know a lot of challenges are facing the country with the economic downturn, with the recession, and with the cuts in public spending. And you might be, many families are in dire straits and dire need. But anyone who has their hope in God will, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be able to draw from the well of happiness, be able to draw from the supply, from the support of the Holy Spirit, from the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and we'll be able to draw out joy and live a happy life. It's important to be happy because happiness not only has outward or physical benefit, it has spiritual benefit. Being happy in God is a way of expressing our faith in God. If I can be happy when things are going bad, if I can be happy when things are not the way I want them to be, if I can dare to be happy when circumstances seem to be against me, that is a statement of faith. Because I'm saying, in spite of my circumstances, I trust God. In spite of my predicament or my plight, I trust God, and I know that He is going to see me through. And this was very much the lifestyle of Paul the Apostle. This was a man that experienced the harshness of being an evangelist. He was thrown into prison many times. He was beaten many times. He was chased and harangued and harassed and sought after to be killed many times. So this is a man that was not immune to the harsh realities of life, just as some Just as we experience the harsh realities of life even today, Paul experienced even more so, because in those days things were quite raw and the persecution that they faced was quite severe. So if anybody has the qualification to say always be happy, then it is Paul. And if he speaks, then you know it's the Holy Spirit that is giving him the strength to speak. So today, God is telling you, be happy. And a second and final point for today's broadcast of today's broadcast is to know that to be happy is a decision. To be happy is a decision. It is not something that you allow the element to dictate to you, because the elements, the environment, the experience that we go through vary. Sometimes things are good, sometimes they are not good. But when you make your happiness a decision that is based on a constant, which is God, your relationship with God, your faith in God, your trust in God, if that's happiness, that decision is based on your knowledge of Him, that He is always by your side as He is, then your joy, your happiness will not go down. Even if it has a temporary blip, quickly you will recover yourself when you know that your God is beside you. Philippians 4 verse 11 shows us the practicality of being happy, that it's a decision. Paul made a decision, and he's charging us by the Holy Spirit to make a decision to be happy. Live a happy life as Christians. Live a life that is based on God's support and God's fatherhood. And that guarantees that you can be happy in spite of health problems, in spite of financial woes, in spite of difficulties with the job, in spite of career or business downturn. In the name of Jesus, you can derive happiness. You can smile even though things seem to be going bad. And you can defy the odds with your faith, which comes expressed through your smile. Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 11, not that I was ever in need, this is Paul speaking, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. In verse 12, Paul goes on to say, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. This gives us a fantastic insight on verse 4. This verses 11 to 12 shed more light on what Paul says on verse 4. Because in verse 4 he says, always be full of joy in the Lord. In verses 11 and 12, he goes on to clarify that this state of joy, this constant flow of joy, is a decision that one makes. He said, I have learned how to be content. It is a practical, it is something that one teaches one's mind to learn through the Word of God. As you read the Word of God, you develop your trust in God. You digest the promises that are in the Bible that God has made to be with you, to stand with you, never to leave you or depart from you. When He calls Himself the author and finisher of your faith, the one who says that He will bring you to an expected end, the one who says that His blessings are new every morning. As we read this Word of God, we learn, as Paul is saying here, we learn that contentment, and through contentment happiness comes. A malcontent is never happy. A malcontent spirit is not a happy spirit. A malcontent spirit cannot smile. But a content spirit, based and rooted on the promises of God, on the faith in God, on the promise that God is with you, then you can be content. And it is learned. It is something that one needs to cultivate. It's a habit that one needs to study. It's a state of mind that one needs to force our minds to think. Always think on the Word of God. And if you let, and if we let the environment to dictate whether we are happy or not. Then our happiness will be good today and our happiness will vanish tomorrow, because we hear certain reports, because we see things that we don't expect. But if, as Paul is saying, we learn how to be content with whatever based on the knowledge that God is with us, no matter what you're going through, I want to tell you, God is with you. At the right time, He will pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. Such is His promise, and He cannot go back on His word. His promises are yea and amen. In verse 12, He says, and Paul says, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. So he has learned how to be content, and he has gained the knowledge of how to live on almost nothing or with everything. He goes on to say, I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. So this is a practical shaping of his thinking that he has learned. He has gained the secret. He has understood. He has understood how to live on almost nothing. He has learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or with an empty stomach. So it's a decision to live happy. It's a state of mind. It's a training that one has to go through to train our minds to be happy, to express faith in God through the smile on your face. So this day, as you go out in the name of Jesus, may God's blessings follow you. And as you smile, let that be an expression of faith. As you content yourself, as you content your heart, no matter what you see today, always know that God is just beside you. He's never too far away. And this is the end of today's broadcast. I'll catch you, my brothers and sisters, tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you.